See again, Rav Shimon. Mara said, Rav Shimon in the Mishnah held that Rav Shimon said that what's kosher? That even Gitei Nashim Mishakurei Avadim are kosher from our Koishal Gayim, Davapella. So the Gemara asks, Halav B'nei Krisus Ninu. What are you talking about? You're going to make a get based on a shtar of our Koishal Gayim? Gayim can't write shtaris, Halav B'nei Krisus. And Tosus adds, Halav B'nei Eidus. And the Marsha adds, they're not B'nei Shlichus. Right? You have a whole list of reasons why Gayim can't do it. So what are you talking about? The shtar, a get, coming from a Geisha Bez, from a Geisha court? Makes no sense. And the Gemara, Rav Zeri, Yor, Rav Shimon, Shitas Yishra Balaza, Dome Eidi Mesira Kart. Rav Shimon Shita, that a Geisha court could write a get, sign a get, and give it over, is based on Rav Alaza, who says Eidi Mesira Karti, and the Eidi Mesira have to be B'nai Yisrael. So since the whole effectiveness of the get is caused by the Eidei Mesira, the Chalais HaGet is caused by the Eidei Mesira, and the Eidei Mesira are Yidden, so Mamela, it's good. So here you have a shtar, which is written totally by Goyim, and signed by Goyim, the Goyisha court, and for some reason the Goyisha court wrote the right Nusach, because if it's the wrong Nusach it won't be good, so they wrote the right Nusach, okay. And now you take it out of the court and you do a mesira, or even in the court, but you do a mesira in front of two yidden, two eidim, and that's a kashera shtar. So does that answer the kasha? Let's see. We had really four kashas. One kasha, halav b'nei krisus ninu. So that's answered, right? Halav b'nei krisus ninu. So that's answered. Eidim mesira, halav b'nei krisus. Tosis kasha, halav b'nei eidus ninu. That's also answered. They're not b'nei eidus. They are b'nei eidus. They're lying on the eidim mesira. Marsha's kasha. What about the Marsha's kasha? Marsha asked, Marsha said that havamathla mifrach, halav b'nei shlichas ninu. And it was written shalai l'shma. How do we solve that problem? Let's see, halav b'nei shlichus ninu, the Marsha's kasha was, the Marsha says that the Gemara, including the Gemara's kasha, is that they're not b'nei shlichus. How could you use a Geisha court to set up a get? Aye, they're not b'nei shlichus. So how's that answered now? That's all clear. How's it answered? We said you need shlichus for a get. So we're answering it's Rabbi Loza. So how does that answer it? So I guess on the chesima you could say you don't need shlichus like Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza will say to be seer karati. So if you talk and he holds on the chesima you don't need shlichus. What about in the chesivas haget? What about in the chesivas haget? The chesivas haget, you do need. Taisus said you. Taisus test summit base said you do need. I mentioned to you Taisus chof base holds different. But Taisus test summit base said that you do need shlichus for writing a get. So how's that answered? What? So we'll have to say the Ksiba was Ayde Yisrael. Why are you saying? Okay, so the Ksiba was done Ayde Yisrael. So we're going to set to the Ayde to get. So what happened? The guy comes to court. He brings in a shtar, a get that's written by a Jewish cipher, by a Yiddish cipher, and presumably written Lishma. And he brings it in to Bezdin. To Arkois, and Arkois get Goyim to sign it, and they do a mesira in front of two yin. That's the Maaseh Shehayah that the Gemara spoke about. And so that answers Shlichus. So Shlichus, and Sima, you don't need Shlichus like Rabbi Elazar. And for Sima, so the Yid wrote it, he's a Bar Shlichus. Now, what about Lishma? The fourth thing. Lishma, so the Sefer wrote it, the Ksiva is Lishma. What about a Chasima Lishma? Rav Elazar doesn't hold you in Chesima Lishma, but the Gemara in Dalam Aleph says that we do need a chasim al shmar. That made Rabbi Laza b'mazif mitaychay. Shul pasul. That Rabbi Laza is made the mazif mitaychay shul pasul. So if Rabbi Laza is made the mazif mitaychay shul pasul, then the sugi is shver. So if I did shver, the chasima should have to be lishma. Agmar is only going to the second tarot, it's like Ravashi over there.
And Ravashi,
well, if you say Ravashi, you don't have to say more, because then it could be also chasima, it doesn't have to be lishma, period. Okay, if I say, so you, the Rashba, the Pnei Shua, is this kasha. Rashba and Daftalin and Pnei Shua brings it here, B'Shem HaRashba. What? The problem is, you have Rabbi Laza, you have Mesira. The problem is that on Daftalin and Aleph we said that Minat Torah, you only need Ksiva Lishma, by Rabbi Laza. But Midrabanan, you need Chasima Lishma. So, the Gemara didn't even say the word Rabbanan. Taisa said the word Rabbanan. The Gemara just said, Maid Rabbi Laza Mesira Fetaychai. So now the kasha is that this shtar, which is being signed in a Daisha court, is being signed by Goyim. And the Gemara later says that Goyim can't sign the Shema, that there's no such thing by Goyim. They're not doing it because of the Hilchos Gerishim. So the kasha is, Fakta Rashba, that there's a chasima Shalai Lashma, and that should be possible, even like Rabbi Laza. Okay, so we have to answer four things. La b'nei Krisis, we answered. La b'nei Eidus, we answered. La b'nei Shlichus, we said it had to be written by a Yid. And Lishma, so if it's written by a Yid, that helps for the Lishma and the Ksiva, but it doesn't help for the Lishma and the Ksiva. So we answered like the three out of four, and even the fourth one halfway, but we're still left with a bit of a problem. This problem that this guy, this court, saw, this thing which was signed in court, is a problem. Do you need shlichus for a chasima? Taisvus on Tesam Adai said you did. The same kasha. If you need shlichus for a chasima, then it should right to be the same problem. Okay. All right. There's a Rav Chaim that says that the reason you need shlichus for a chasima is to make it lishma. It's really high and high. Chaim says that if you're not a shliach from the husband to sign it, then when you sign it, you don't know if it'll ever be given. So Reb Chaim explains the shlichus l'chasima. So, because otherwise you have to be the husband's shliach to sign, you're not signing it. So I say it's really all the same kasha. That you need l'shma and l'chasima. And since you need l'shma and l'chasima, so to answer this, we have to just remember that on Dalet Amud Aleph, we had maybe more than two. We had at least two shitas in why you need a chasim or lishma. We call them mezuyim mitaychay, the chasim is not lishma. Why? So we had two hezber. Taisus hezber was that it's a gzeira derabban and chasima atu ksiva. That if you're going to allow a chasima shaloi lishma, then there'll be a, then people will make a mistake and think the ksiva could be shalai lishma too. That was Taisa Shita and Daftalava. But the Rashba, the way the Pnei Shua explained the Rashba, had a different hesder. He said that it's taka, that it, we all know a get has to be written lishma. Ksiva lishma, that everyone knows that Rabbi Laza holds it. That's what they're asking. Rabbi Laza holds, you don't need a signature. You don't have to sign a get. If you don't sign a get, it's fine. You could rely on Eidim Asira Karatis. However, once Eidim do sign, they become part of the Torah of Haget. Lamaisa, once you have signatures there, the signatures are taka part of the get. And once it's part of the Torah of Haget, so that's why you need Lishma. That's why my Rabbi Laza is Maida, that if you have signatures, the signatures become part of the get. And since they become part of the get, so they therefore need to be done lishma. It's the example we had is if somebody writes a get, and he writes more information than he has to write. Now, let's see, somebody, the husband's name is Yaakov ben Yitzchak, And when they write it, they write Yaakov ben Yitzchak ben Avraham. They write a Zayda. They don't have to write a Zayda. They wrote it. So the Rashba say that once you write it, if it's part of the get, then you have to write it Lishma. You don't have to write it if you don't want. The truth is, the Mishnah says later, if you would just sign, the aid would just sign, it would be an aid, he signs Yaakov aid, it's also kasha. But if he writes Yaakov ben Yitzchak aid, so he has to write the whole Yaakov ben Yitzchak Lishma. So the Rashba learned, the way Pnei Shul explained the Rashba, that why is Rebbe Elazar Maida by Mizuyach Mitaychai, that when you have a signature, the signature has to be written Shema, you know why? The reason is because once you write it, it's part of the get. That was the Hezbollah that we had on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph in why you need a Chasim al Shema. Now, what?
The fact that the men were signing it should be answered right away. They can't keep a get. So how are they going to be signing something?
Because like Rebbe Elazar, you don't need B'nai Krisus on the Chesima. So what's the psal?
So they can't give it.
So yeah, so why do they make it worse? Why do Goyim sign and make it worse?
They can't even give a get themselves. So what
the rule that you need, but the rule that you're asking, Hola B'nai Krisus Ninu, that's really what you're asking, right? Hola B'nai Krisus Ninu, so why does it help the Teretz? So what the Gemara answered is that we don't care about the Eidei Chasima because all we need is Eidei Mesira. What we're asking now is once you have the Eidei Chasima there, once they're in the Shtar, we're asking, I'm sure there is Rashba asking that you should need Lishma because that's the Gemara said in Dalam and Aleph. Once you're part of it, you need Lishma. Now you're asking, oh Lord, you said once they're part of it, they should have to be B'nai Krisus also. Okay, that would also be answered, Mr. Shem, when we get to the parents. But for this, we have Makar in the Gemara. The Gemara says that once they sign, they have to sign Lishma. That's the Gemara in Dalet Amud Aleph.
Who said they signed?
So, what?
Who said they signed?
Who said?
They signed on the Shtar.
That's what it says here. It says, Chosmeyam Adichachot. It says, very set of events. So, since the guy who signed, there would have to be Lishma. So that's a bit of a problem. So, the Pnei Yeshua, B'Shem HaRashba, answers that this idea that once they sign they have to be part of it is only true about something that becomes part of the get. Like I said, if they would sign a longer name, it would have to be Lishma. Let's say the get would have a design around the sides, around the border. Does that design have to be drawn Lishma? Of course not. It's not a part of the get. It's on the paper, but it's not part of the get. It's not a thing. It's not a chelak in the get. It's on the piece of paper, but it's not the get which is doing. It's not the shtar gerushin. The shtar gerushin has to be totally lishma. Zavta Rashba, when Goyim signed, the Goyim signature is like a design. When Goyim signed the bottom of the get, he calls it tutoi ba'alma. I don't know what tutoi means, but it means something like a design or a splotch. If there's a splotch of ink on the bottom of a shtar, it has to be lishma. It's not part of the shtar gerishin. Zach the Rashba, when Goyim sign a shtar, a shtar gerishin, the Goyim's signature is garnished. It's nothing. It's like a design. By anything. Yeah, we didn't get yet to the gzeira of Shevus Mufakim and Mufakim. We're talking now still on the Ikar Adin. Okay, and the Ikar Adin that Reb Shimon holds, because Reb Shimon Ikar Adin would hold even Shevus Mufakim and Mufakim. Well, just these guys. So in the Ikar Adin, so the Rashba, the guy's signature on the bottom is just like a design on the shtar, and that's not there's no din that has to be the Shema, and there'll be no din that has to be B'nai Krisus. That's nothing. So Memela, it's good.
So why is Yid
if the Yid signs Shalai L'Shema, that's part of the Shtar
Gerushin. But
a Yid is eligible to write a Shtar. So if a Yid signs, that's part of the, it's part of the signature of the Shtar. He's eligible to sign the Shtar. If the Yid signs incorrectly, like the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that if the Yid signs incorrectly, it's no good.
So if the Goy was signed, that's in the Goy Makrayt Mosk, it's still kosher, because there are only two designs. You got two designs,
you got a Krayt, and you're signing it. That's right. If the two Goyim will be Krayt, it will be kosher. 100%. Because their signatures command the lesser, and therefore it's not a problem, except to the extent that we're going to have a gzeira in a few minutes. And the Gemara is going to pass all by Shem Hashem, and we'll talk about the gzeira. But to the extent that we're talking about the psul of Lishma, this is the chiddush of the Rashi. So Yeshua says, I'll add a nefech mishali, I'll add a little more explanation, that the reason Eidei Chasima have to be Lishma, they're part of the get, even like Rebbe Laza, who was Eidei Mesira Karati, is very geshmak according to the Rif Shita. The Rif Shita, remember, is Af Eidei Mesira Karati. That you have a choice, you could use either the Eidei Chasima or the Eidei Mesira. Af Eidei Mesira Karati. Like the Rif, when Yidden sign a Shtar get, even though you don't need them, you don't need the Yidden to sign the get, because we pass in without a signature, the Mesira Karati is good. But once they sign it, they become part of the get. Why? Why don't we say the Yid signature is also Stama designed by Alma? I don't need the Yid signature. Teretz is because the Yid signature could be used. Because we pass in Afe de Mesira Karati, Saye de Chsima, Saye de Mesira. Either one is good. So if we pass in Eide Chasima, there's an option of using the Eide Chasima to be Mekayim B'Shtar. So it's very good that that becomes part of it and it has to be Lishma. She'en Kein, the Goy signature, which can never be used to be Mekayim B'Shtar. If you Goy sign, obviously the Eide Chasima, the Goy, is not eligible. You don't say Af Eide Mesira Karati, that Eide Chasima of a Goy is also good, of course not. Therefore, the Goy signature is considered just to be a design, and therefore the Goy signature doesn't need Lishma. So this is the Rashba's Teretz, the Yeshua's Teretz, the explanation of the Rashba. It's a Dover HaMistaver. It's a very satisfying Teretz. The problem... works so well. By Mordechai's guess. So it works out well that they're... Tosfos asks the kasha, why did Mordechai give a get to Esther? So the Rashba, so Tosfos said, because you have to be mefarsim, because it'll be mefarsim, you'll have Eidim. So the Rashba asked, when the Rashba asked, that was Ksav Yad, no? That he could do it Ksav Yad. Look it up. Okay. Full pour. All right, getting back here. It's the Bazak of Yeshua. 1 minute. Remember to look it up. I'm just saying look it up. That's the Zion as well. The Zion is the second parrot. So, it's the last one. The Bazak of Yeshua, that's a very geshmak of parrot. It's wonderful. Like the Rashba, we have a great Teretz. But, 1 minute. By Tosfos Shita on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Tosfos said that why is Rebbe Eliezer Maida that the Chasima has to be Lishma? It's a Gezeira. Chasima Lishma, to Chasiva Lishma. But the reason Rebbe Eliezer is Maida, that if you have a Chasima, it has to be Lishma. Because if you're going to rely on a Chasima Shalai Lishma, people are going to think Chasima could be good Shalai Lishma. So Yeshua, according to that, Hadra Kasha L'Duchtei. The Kasha comes back. Now, you can't just tell me it's a splotch V'Alma. Because L'maisa will make an Gzeira day. We're going to rely on such Chasimis. People are going to rely on such Ksiva also. So that's what I think what the Yeshua is answering. Yeshua answers, connects it to his explanation of the Rashi before, but basically he says that's only if the Chasima is a Chasima. Chasima's guy is not a chasima. A chasima's guy, we're not going to be guys that are to ksiva. Because what people are going to think, if a guy's chasima could be shalal shema, then he is writing could be shalal shema. We're not afraid that if they think what kasha is a guy could be shalal shema, they'll think what kasha is a Israel could be shalal shema. So, it's a male answer.
even if they're just like a guy conversion, it doesn't make a belief of Torah, but it's powerful. So a yid, if I can be someone, I can be someone from 8 and 0.
You can look at it that way. You can look at it a different way too. You can look at it that something that's kasher de guy. So all right, so we rely on guy. We rely on. We're arguing about how people are going to make mistakes. So you know, obviously some people make this mistake, some make that mistake. He's saying all the Peshua has to do is say a geder that it's not the same as there. And you'll tell me, but the people still make mistakes. Okay, but it's not the same as there, and they learn. This is how Pnei Yeshua explains the Lashma issue here, and now we come to the second issue. The Gemara asks, "Amar Rabba Meidir V'Lozim B'Zayif Metechesh Apostel." So here we're talking not about Shalai Lashma; it's not the same as Zayif Metechesh in the context that we had it on Daf Dalet. We're talking here about Gzeira Derabbanan. So Rashi tells us the Gzeira Derabbanan, and it's very crucial to the whole thing to understand Rashi. Rashi says, "Dilma kama kasi l'mimserei ba'apayu u'mismachalayu." Now, being geyser, maybe what? If you can let Edom Psulim sign, they're going to make a mistake, and let Edom Psulim be the Edom Sira too. So, Frakti Gemara, Rabbi Elazar makes such a gzeira that you can't let Psulim sign a get, because if they sign a get, they're going to be Edom Sira too. Oh, good kasha. Problem is, how does the Torah turn into the kasha? We're talking here about people like Hormiz and Shatoy and Abu Daini and whoever else. The Goyi, obviously, Goyi Shenames, so Mamela, there's no problem. But if Yishem Shenim will talk him, then it's a problem. So we don't have Yadena Varavlenu in the Taich of this Gemara, because if you try to work it out, it just doesn't work. Why? Because we're talking here, picture. You're in a Geisha court, and there's a get. And the get is signed by Goyim. No, they're not Goyim, they're not pretending to be in. We know Goyim signed it. And now, we want to be careful. No one should think, Chas V'Shalom, that the ones who signed it could do the Mesira also. So we're saying, okay, listen, you guy, what's your name? If they'll tell me the name is some real Goyish name that nobody's called, Roger. So Roger, you can. So you, I'm not afraid I'll use you for Edom Sira. We'll say, my name is Abraham. I'll say, nope, we can't use you, we might use you for Edom Sira. What are you talking about? You're talking to guy. You're asking the guy his name. Now, do you know Goyim Apostle Fayde Mesira? You don't know. If you think Goyim Akosha Fayde Mesira, so what's the difference what his name is? And if you think Goyim Akosha Fayde Mesira, so what's the difference what his name is? If you're talking about Xera Ba'isei Maimid, at that moment, that they may make a mistake and they'll say, oh, I'm using it for the signature, I'll use it for Mesira. The whole thing doesn't make sense. Now, if you're going to come and say that if I'll allow it now, a different time mistakes may happen, that's much easier. Then I could explain maybe the Gemara. For a different time, okay, different time. They'll look at the name, they'll see a Goyish name, Yiddish name. That's not Rashi. Rashi says, Dilma Kosu Lemimserei Ba'apayu. U'mismachalayu. They're going to take these Goyim who signed it, and they're going to say, okay, you Goyim, you be Edei Mesir. So I don't understand what's happening. We're going to use these Goyim, but what's the difference if they have Shemus Mufakim or not? Who cares what their name is? We all know they're Goyim. We don't think they're Yidden. We think they're Yidden. And so what is it? We think they're Yidden, we're going to ask them the name, and then we'll decide if they're Yidden. That's the pshat. That's the pshat. What? Then it would be good. But the problem is, Rashi says, don't look us to Mr. Bapai. That's the problem. L'chayri, you're right. The problem is Rashi. L'chayri, you're right. The best thing would be, the Peshua says this, the best thing is to explain not Dilma Asi, Dilma Asi Lemimsri Bapayu, but say Dilma Asi Lemismichi Alai. In other words, I'm afraid that this get will eventually, 10 years later, this woman will remarry. She'll pull out the shtar. Bezna will want to see if it's good. They'll look at the signatures. So if the signatures are obviously Gayusha names, so then they'll know that you can't rely on the signatures. You have to find Eidei Mesirah. If the signatures look like Jewish names, then the Bezna will let them, will let her remarry based on the signatures. But says what?
That is
mitzvah. So that's still Masi Mismach
alai. No, but also why is that mitzvah?
Because what I'm saying would be true even if you do a mesirah in front of Yidden, we could still make exactly.
Right.
Even the mesirah was not by Payu, the mesirah was in front of Yidden.
Okay, it's like Rashi talking about later days. Again,
it's relying
on these guys. So it's
still Mitzvah. So what's Tashima Kasalam Mimsere? Maybe they will.
You're going to rely on them, like Eid Mesirah.
But Mimsere doesn't mean rely, Mimsere means hand over. Mr. Ray is a treasure
of Messiah. That's how the
Sai Professor is. The what? The Eidei Chesima are Eidei Messiah. But that's not the words, Ka'asi Le Mitzri Ba'apayu. That we will come to hand it over in front of them. The Mitzvah Halayim. You have a Mitzvah Halayim, okay, very good. Problem is the Lemimsari. So the Pnei Yeshua, I guess the Pnei Chaymer Akosha, Taka learns this into Rashi. The Rashi Taka means Dilma Asa Lemismach Alayim. Ay, Rashi's Lashon. See, if he says the Pshat, the father's in Rashi's Lashon, he says something. He says, "Anira devada yikra chashasha is shabez din yatiru shalai kedin, that the bezin will be mismach alayim." So why did Rashi say that? So he says here something. Loisagi b'hai mosel l'chud loyma dil mosel mismach alayim. So it's not good. You can't say dil mosel mismach alayim. Why? Not get complicated. He says. He says because Shitas Rashi is that really Goyim Aksherim. Vim Kei Shapi Yislis Mechalai. Why am I afraid to be Samech on them? What do you mean? What do you mean? Goyim Aksherim. All right, we say Rashi Shitas Goyim Kosher Edis, but they're not B'nai Krisis. Get them not Kosher Edis. So what does he mean? They're generally Kosher Edis. They're generally the kosher eidus, so therefore the mismach alayu be'etzem al eidus I can rely on them. So I really can rely on them for eidus, but I still need to know that there was a good mesira, so that they're not eidus for. Chen kosav Rashi, ikar achsha shema yimtzala habal b'fnei archois kufayu, shiitu d'ksheim leidem mesira. El de b'hai tam alachud leisagi the saif saif. We have to say, like the Pnei Shua is saying, Rashi's words, I'm not sure what. Stam, not Mestam, certainly, because I didn't harav enough on the Pnei Yeshua. But it's got to be worked out. I don't know. But what it changes, though, a little better, yesterday when we learned that we have a problem with the Sugya, now we have a problem with the Rashi. All right. The Gemara itself, we have Pnei Yeshua tells us that Rashi learns it because of Dilma Asla Mismach Alayim. But this Nakuda is a problem. It's interesting, the next few lines are also a little strange, unusual lines. Hechi Dami Sheinus Mufakim. So I mentioned yesterday, it's right away a Pella. What does it mean, Hechi Dami Sheimus Mufakim? You want to know, how do you, what are Gaisha names? It's a very, very strange question. It's Mashma, there's got to be some Chiddush in the Teretz. So listen to the Chiddush in the Teretz. Amar HaPapak, Gain Hormiz, Vabudaina, Bar Shepsoi, Bar Kidri, Baati, Nokamuna. Avashem Hashem Mufakim, Mai, Moi. Yahweh, the Tani Sefer Lehusgrol was Mashnas of Ehdi. It looked a little bit of Yidah. So here we have in the Gemara itself leaves us wondering what's the chiddush in the Gemara. So Rashi helps us because Rashi tells us something. Rashi Hormiz says kulam shema is dayane ovdei kechavim hein, that these are names of Gaisha judges. And again, what is Rashi telling us? He's just letting us know that the Gaisha judges. Rashi's telling us something as a nafkamina lamaisa. I mean, the Rashi is not just Agav telling us the Gaisha judges. So Taisa a little better. Taisa seems to say that they're all close to Jewish names. Hormin. So like Taisus is talking about, Taisus says that, but it doesn't answer Rashi, this is the Gemara, that what does it mean Hidavi Shemus Mufakim, that even these names which are close, Shapsai is very similar to Shapsi, or Taisus Gars Hormin is very similar to Hermes, which is a Jewish name, potential Jewish name. So since these names or Bati is a Jewish name, Batoi is a Gaisha name, so like Taisus it's good. It's interesting, Taisus seems to feel that these Gaisha names are Shadim. I don't know, Taisus says the name Herman is a Shade, something. Shade? Yeah. Herman is a common name. It says Herman. So I don't know, it's Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Rashi says they're Dayanim, and Taisus says they're Shadim. Maybe Hein Lach, I don't know. I know, Kishani Latzmi, I would have learned Rashi that it's not enough the names are Mefursim Gaisha names. You need the people should be Mefursim that they're Gaim. Rashi's saying these were Dayanim. But Tosfos says they were Shadim. I don't know if everyone knows Shadim's names. But at least it's Mefursim, it's the name, the people who signed, these Dayanim who signed are Mefursim. That they're Goyim. So it's not enough the names are Mefursim, you need the people are Mefursim. But if I tell you that, you'll ask me why. Why do I need people to be Mefursim? If the name is a Goyish name, why do I need that the people should be Mefursim? How do Medina Siam know that this is a Goyish name? It's a problem.
True that Jews don't have a name, but it's a neutral name. It doesn't mean
anything.
So if you have a guy named
Yashka
from Nazareth, you know that it's not a Jew.
So every Dayane guy has such a name?
It puts on names like that.
That's reading a lot into it. Either rabbi, I have a variety, not that way. Because the next point here, Rashi says another Chiddush. Rashi, in the top line, Rashi says, I would think Shemus Mufakim has to be something that no Jews are called that. That's not what Rashi says. Top line. The Lo Shchichi Yisrael Damaski Bahanu Shmasa. Rashi is saying that it doesn't have to be a name that no Jew would ever call himself that name. That there are certain Gaisha names that no Yid is called these names. Rashi says, Lo Shchichi, it's enough Lo Shchichi Yisrael. There could be Israel who used the name. It's enough that Lo Shchichi. Rashi, let's look at Rashi. Rashi. That's what we're saying, the generic name is also good.
Not like that, Paris. They weren't Paris, but all the kings of the time were called Paris. The Gaisha judges were named as.
Hormiz and Abu Dhani, these are all generic names.
I don't know
either. I would say, to answer three chidushim. Rashi says, L'shichi Yisrael. And Rashi says, Dayane Yavik Echavim. And the Gemara is Hechidami. I would think to say is like this. If it's a pure Gaisha name, then you don't need the person should be Mufursim. It's a pure Gaisha name. The question is, Hechidami Shemus Mufakim, how vite? What happens if some Jews are called by that name? It's just Leshchichi. Is that also? Then it's already a Lamdish Akasha. Hechidami Shemus Mufakim. How Muvik does it have to be? How Gaish does the Gaisha name have to be? Does it have to be that no Jew would ever use the name? Was it enough that some Jews use it? On that, the teretz would be If the person is a mafursim dika person, then even if God didn't use the name too, it's good. If it's dainei avikichadim, if it's the person is a mafursim dika person, then that's good. Then even if it's a name that Jews sometimes use, it's also okay. Because he's mafursim, then he's a guy. And if it's otherwise not. I don't know if Rashi meant this. It's not something that's negei alamaisa, because it's all in Reb Shimon. The Chal today, the home of the Hashemus Mufakim, because there's so many assimilated Jews that there might be one with the name Yashko also, for all I know. They may become kosher later. It's a funny thing. Shemus Mufakim, Lachaira has to be that the father is also Shemus Mufakim, because you don't sign your name, you sign Yitzchak ben Avraham. So the guy signs, unless the guy is caught, they don't sign that way. If he signs Ben whatever. So I assume before they had last names, guy also signed the son of the father, no? No? I know Hayashka signed the son of the father, I don't know, but
you don't care if they.
What?
You don't care if they might be Jews, you don't want them.
They don't care.
It might be that as long as they are, they might end up being a Jew. You don't care if they're Jew, as long as they don't rely on them, they can be a Jew.
You don't care if they're a Jew, as long as
we don't
rely on them. That's true. Okay. All right, this Gemara leaves us a little material for Purim, I guess. I don't mean to put down the Gemara, Chas v'Shalom. It's just an obvious opportunity. But anyway, there's one more Nakuda. Before we get the next piece of Gemara is on Hedyot, Shtari Hedyot, which we're going to do tomorrow. I want to point out that when I went to Gemara, I didn't notice this. And even now I don't notice it. But everybody says, starting from the Rosh and Siman Yud, that there's a machlekes here between Rashi and Taisus in this next piece of Gemara, whether Shtar Hedyot with Eidei Mesira is kosher. And we'll have to see tomorrow where we see it in Rashi, where we see it in Taisus. And that, again, the Rosh Siman Yud, and just about everybody in Peshua, and the others who bring it. Peshua, brother, said, I felt good because Peshua said, everyone says this, but I don't see it in Rashi. He says, I don't see it's mukhrat in Rashi. But he understood where they saw it's mukhrat, and then he understood why it's not. So we're going to have to work that out tomorrow. There's one side halacha which I saw last night. I noticed in Rav Nachum, and then it shook me up. He brings a sais of Rav Akiva Eger, and something that's halacha l'maisa that I have numerous times done differently. And it seems that it's totally in the sugya as well. In the sugya, actually, in the previous Amid. And the question is a very simple question, which I assume something, and it seems that it's not l'kuli alma. We all know that a get and a shtar kedushin needs eidim needs eidis l'kiyume. I shouldn't say a shtar, but certainly get and kedushin need eidis l'kiyume, or it's nothing. The question is a shtar kinyan. A shtar raya, we also know. A shtar raya doesn't need any edim at all. A shtar raya, if somebody denies it, you're going to have to prove it. But there's no concept of edim for kiyume. What about a shtar kinyan? Somebody's selling a house, and he wants to do it with kinyan shtar. Does a shtar need to have a edim on the shtar? Maybe Eidei Mesira, Eidei Chesim or Eidei Mesira, in order for it to work. What happens if everyone's Maida, that it was done? There were no Eidei for Kiyume. I'm sitting with you, I agree to sell you something, I write it on a piece of paper, or if I write it, it's Ksav Yadai, so that's be an example. I get someone to type it out on a sheet of paper, and I do it, I do a Kinyan with you, we come to Pesach, I'm Maida, I did it, your Maida, you did it, there were no Eidei Chesim, no Eidei Mesira. Is there any problem with that? What? So I assume, even though I'm sorry, you start saying same thing. What were you saying?
The Gemara says that even in
Even
I'm
talking when the shtar is a shtar kinyan.
You already have
to. No, so I don't give kesef. I'm doing no kinyan kesef. I'm doing kinyan shtar. I'm doing kinyan shtar. So I would assume that there's no problem. If no one denies it, what do I need Eidus L'Kiyume? We discussed at the beginning of the year, why do you need Eidus L'Kiyume? Either because it affects the rest of the world. So it doesn't affect the rest of the world. It's me and you. We're doing business. Or the other thing was that Hadas Batin Kamei Eidin Dami replaces Eidus L'Kiyume. So we have Hadas Batin Kamei Eidin Dami. So my assumption was that you don't need Eidin. And that's the way I've been Noyig. The one, the numerous times I wrote Shtar Kinyan, but it comes up. And comes up very often when I have ribbis problems. Two people come to me, someone made a loan for ribbis. They forgot to do a hetiska. So they come to me, I should arrange a hetiska. Now, in order to arrange a hetiska, you can't just take a hetiska and wave it three times and it becomes a hetiska. You have to pay him back the loan without ribbis. He pays him back the loan, then we can do a new deal with a hetiska. So two people come to the yeshiva and they sit down. He lent him the $500,000 for an investment and was guaranteed, so it's ribbis. So I say, okay, first thing you have to do is give him back. Do you happen to have $500,000 with you? He says, no. They always say, can I write out a check? If you have the money in the bank account, we could talk. And nobody is. So how do I, I'm sitting here in the library with two businessmen and they have to pay back a $500,000 loan. So what do I do? So very simple. I ask him, you own real estate? He says, yeah, he owns real estate. So I do a kinyan, he's marked it to him, $500,000 worth of his house or his real estate. So we're sitting there and we do a kinyan. He's marked it to him with a kinyan, the real estate back. And now the loan is paid off. And now we do a new deal and he's going to be marked. So what kinyan am I going to do? If you're sitting in the library, you want to be marked in a house, you don't have kesef. So I do chalipin, I take out a handkerchief or a pen, you do chalipin. The problem is the Pesachei Tshuva has a chumrah that in a medina where it's the derech to write shtaros, that chalipin alone is not good for karka. You have to do kinyan shtar as well. So the chumrah l'racha de milsa, I mean to be chayshish for shita and shulchan aruch, I always do a kinyan shtar. How do I do a kinyan shtar? I take a piece of paper, I write a shtar, I write the date, I write, I hereby give to you so and so, my $500,000 worth of my property at this and this address, and he hands it to him. And it never dawned on me, you should need Eidim. What do you need Eidim for? No? Well, why should a person need Eidim? So I assumed it's good. Reb Nochem brings from Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Simen Kuf Tzadik Aleph. It goes on Sma Gimel. Now Rabbi Kiva Eger says that you need Eidim, or it doesn't have a Shem Shtar Kinyan. To be a Shtar Kinyan, it must have Eidim signed on it. I assume he means or Eidim Sira. But you have to have Eidim. To be called a Shtar Kinyan, it has to have Eidim. And he brings that the Ktsais and the Sivas say the same thing. The Kivager, the Ktsais and the Sivas. Now that, I don't think I would start with Rabbi Kivager in the first place. But Rabbi Kivager and the Ktsais and then the Sivas all say this. The problem is that the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam's Lashon is that a Shtar Kinyan works, Lashon Rambam, in the first parak of Hilchos Mechira, Alach HaZayin, Kivan Shehigia Shtar Liyad Eikana, Af Al Pi She'ein Sham Eidim Klal. The Lashon Rambam is Mashi, you don't need Eidim at all. That's the Pashtus Rambam. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, and that's the Lashon Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is the same Lashon to Rambam, Kuf Tzadik Aleph. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, what does he mean? He means if the shtar is Ksav Yadai, if it's the Ksav Yadai of the Meicher, then you don't need Eidim, because Ksav Yadai is good. But otherwise, you need Eidim. Which I don't know. Nachum says is a big daichik in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch for sure. And this is what they hold. The raya would be from the Lashon HaGemara, Chaspa V'Alma, that a shtar without Eidim is Chaspa V'Alma. That's how Rav Nachum brings it into our sugya. He says they asked for Agamara. I looked at Rabbi Kivager. He didn't bring Agamara, but it could be. Rabbi Nachman says it's Rabbi Kivager on the Shulchan Aruch, and in the Tshuva too. It could be in the Tshuva he brings Agamara. Then he brings a Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim learns the Rambam Kepashtei that Ein Tzarech Eidim Klal means you don't need Eidim at all. And he brings a Raya because the Rambam in Hilchis Gittin says Gittin must have Eidim. Either Eidim Sir or Eidim Chassim. He says the B'losh and Chiddish. It's a Din Hilchis Gittin. It's Mashma and Mamin you don't need. So Rav Chaim learns like the Pashtus, but Rav Chaim against Rav Kivager and the Ktos Nesiva is not so good. However, Rav Nachum found a Shach. In Simon Samach Vav, Shach says, Beferish, Simon Samach Vav, Sivkot Nayin Beis. Very interesting case there. You had a Shtar Kinyan, and one of the signers was a Negev Adavar. Somebody was Negev Adavar. Let's say Reuven is selling Shimon a building, and one of the people who signed is the broker, let's say, who's going to make money on the deal, or somebody who has Shibudim on the Karka. Whatever reason, he's in the Gavadavar, he signed. So the question is it a good Shtar Kinyan? If the Gavadavar signed, is it a good Shtar Kinyan? So the Shach writes that as long as both sides are Maida, it's good. Because a Negev Adavar, a Negev Adavar is not possible Eidus, just with Chayshit he's Meshaker. If everyone's Maida, there's no Chashash Meshaker. V'Aid, even if you have no Eidim, it's good. The Shach says, even if you have no Eidim, it's good. Even if you take the Negev Adavar out of it, still it's a good Shtar Kinyan without any Eidim, as long as both sides are Maida. Now, both the Ktzais Nesivis on this Shach, they ask, the Shitasam, they ask on the Shach. But the Shach says that Shtarei Kinyan don't need Eidim, they're still a good Shtar Kinyan, they don't need not Eidim Sima, not Eidim Sira. If everyone's Maida, it's good. So, alright, the Shach changes the whole thing. If you have a Shach, even against Rav Kivager, Ktzais Nesivis, alright, you want to be able to call Shitas. But at least in my situation where I do it L'Rafa de Milsa, alright. You have a shach. The problem is the Gemara. The Gemara says the shtar without Eidim is chaspa bialma. So what are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with this Gemara? That's a major problem. The Gemara said that I shtar a chaspa bialma. You have a shtar without Eidim is chaspa bialma. Okay, if you have Eidim is sira, okay. But if you have no Eidim klal, so the Gemara seems to say it's missing in the Shem shtar. If the Gemara could have asked the same question and phrased it differently, it wouldn't bother us. But the Lashon Hashtar Achas B'Yama sounds like it doesn't have a Shem Shtar, which is like the Ktzais and Rabbi Kivager and Nesivis. So the Rav Nachum says a nice teretz. What? Well, the Gemara is saying this is signed by Goyim, the Goyim are nobody, so therefore it's Chas B'Yama. Since it's not signed by Yidden, therefore it's Chas V'Yam. So Reb Nachum has a nice teretz. It's a chap teretz. He says, remember, we spoke about the Rambam Shita when we started. I told you the Rambam Shita is that our kais is only good for Nekachum Memkar and loans. But not for all the minor shtaris. It's not good for shtarei haidah, and mechilais, and sharais. What was this one? He said four examples, but it's not good for the minor shtaris. It's only good for the major shtaris, for mekach u'memkar and shtarei halva. Which why? Why? What's the difference? So the Gra had a hesber. That the Gros said because our Kois are worried about their reputation by major shtaris, major cases, they're worried. So the major cases are business, sales, and loans. Side shtaris that rarely come up, shtar mechila, shtar pshara, these side things, they're not so worried about the reputation, so it's a chshash meshaker, it's a chshash of sheker. So he says the Rambam, the fourth one, Shtamatanis. He said, Shtamatanis, it's as Shash Vashakim. So he learns, Subject Nachum, the Rambam will learn the Gemara, Haishtara Chasva Bialma. Gemara is talking about Matana. But my Kona Baishtara Shash Chasva Bialma, he'll learn. You know what it means, Chasva Bialma? Like the Gross says. Matana. Matana is a minor star. We don't trust our kais. They're not Nemanim. Haishtar Chasva Bialma. You know why the star is a Chasva Bialma? Because they have no Nemanis for minor stars. Goyish Arkais don't have Nemanis Bechlal. That's Chash Meshaker. So when the Gemara said Haishtar Chasva Bialma, not Pshat Chasva Bialma, that it's Chasva Bialma because they are no Eden. The way Rabbi Kiveg says the Sivis would learn. The Shacha learn Hai Shtar Chasva Bialma means this Shtar Chasva Bialma. Why? Because V'chayshish Thalai. Because in the Bez of Shah Kais, V'chayshish Thalais. So Memela, with this temple, will interrupt the Shach Shita and the Rambam Shita, Reb Chaim. So we walk away from this with a Machlaikis. Very, very sadistic a Machlaikis, where the Shtore Kinyan need Eidim Chasima or Eidim Sira, of course, whether they have to have Eidim. The Rambam's Lashon and Tzarech Eidim Klal as Mashma doesn't need Eidim at all. And this Chiddush, Lamaisa, is there what to rely on? It bothers me. Rav Nochum's Teretz is all based on the Rambam Lashitasai. Right? This whole Rav Nochum's Teretz is based on the Rambam Lashitasai, that the whole Sugi is only talking about Nefech HaMemkar and Longs. But remember, the Ramah didn't agree with that. The Ramah has said it's talking about all shtaris. So the whole Rav Nachum's whole teretz on the shita is basing it on a Rambam Machaber shita, which doesn't stem with a Ramah shita. So I'm not sure. It could be the Shach passes like the Machaber, which I think rather is true anyway. But La Halacha L'Maisa, it's not going to help me much. Fix this whole shita as a Shach only like the Machaber shita, not like the Ramah. I'm still going to be unhappy. La Halacha L'Maisa. I think I'm going to do next time. What's my Eitzen? Saviyad. Next time I'll have the Meicher write it out himself. I'll have him write out the paper himself. I hereby a big Saviyadai. And Saviyadai so that everybody agrees with him. Tomorrow I'd like to finish the Yamid. Please be prepared.